Well, this weekend, the Cowboys, the Cowgirls, the rodeo fans, they're going to be in Beachy. The 55th annual Beachy Western Days goes this weekend. Matt joins us. Matt, looks like you have a loaded weekend of events ahead this weekend.
Yeah, you got that right. We're going to start off Friday night, 7 o'clock, with our CCA rodeo with all the action you can imagine with rodeo. We got junior events, all the major events. We got mutton busting, wild horse racing. It'll be a show.
And, you know, complete with a cabaret Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night we'll have Rob McIntosh come down and do a solo set, and the beer gardens will be open till 2, so it should be a good time.
I know Beachy Western Days is a CCA a rodeo, and we should point out, in case people aren't aware, it's going to be an indoor rodeo, right, at the Civic Center?
Right,
yeah. So no matter what the weather's going to be like, it's always going to be good weather inside the Civic Center in Beachy. You got that. You got all your favorite rodeo events, and what you mentioned, Matt, is just Friday. Things get underway Saturday with a big breakfast.
Yep, pancake breakfast Saturday at our local restaurant, and then followed by 10 o'clock slack. So there'll be all the roping events, steer wrestling, ladies barrel racing during that. After slack, there is a craft show in the hall right next door to the Civic Center, and it'll run from 10 till 4. And while that's going on, it's going to be loud outside because we've got our local lawnmower racing association holding their finals.
You got to explain more on that. So we got our ride around lawnmowers souped up. Is that the idea?
They are souped up. There might be the odd one stolen from mom's lawn.
Mom doesn't know about it till you bring her home the trophy, right?
Hey, there you go. There's a trophy on the line. So this is the final of a four-town tour that these guys have been putting on this summer. And we're talking some modified lawnmowers, so it'll be fast and it'll be action.
When you have a slack, too, you must have a lot of rodeo entries then. This is a CCA rodeo event, sanctioned rodeo. So you must have a lot of entries coming in for Beachy.
That's right. It's a full weekend of rodeo. It's this one and Valmarie are the two last rodeos that are on this weekend for the season. So then these Cowboys and Cowgirls are going to be trying to catch all the points and money they can going into finals in the end of October.
Second performance of the rodeo goes to 6 o'clock on Saturday night, and then that's going to follow with another cabaret. So it's going to be a good time.
That's right. Will Ardell and the Bar Road Band is back for the third year in a row, and they put on a heck of a show in our beer gardens. It'll be a good time if you're here for two-stepping or just like good music.
And more on Sunday.
Sunday's our finals. That's right. All the top 10 out of all of our major events comes back Sunday to try and top it off with a little extra money for the weekend. And
this weekend, beginning Friday night at 7 o'clock with the first performance, it's the 55th annual Beachy Western Days. I'm sure, Matt, I know you can't put on a rodeo like this without some great sponsors. Do you want to give a shout-out to them?
Oh, for sure. Adam Smith Egg and Covers & Co., Greenleaf Egg Ventures and Bursay, Netzel Builders and Lucky Lake. Those are a few of our majors that have really stepped up to help us put this one on. B-Bar Cattle, Block Financial, Carson Financial, Cotto Hills Transport, Josh Knapp Custom Fencing, Northland and Cattle Company, Redhead Equipment, Riverbend Co-op.
If we missed any of the information, Matt, where can we go to get the schedule of events for Western Days and Beachy this weekend?
Beachy Western Days on Facebook.
Anything else we need to know, Matt?
Well, this is our third year in a row. We've been raffling off a brand new Polaris 570 ATV. So quad tickets are available in Beachy this weekend. Show up to the rodeo. There'll be a ticket ready for you. $20 a ticket. You might walk away with a brand new quad. The draw for the quad will be Sunday during intermission of the rodeo.